Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Describe Online has been running for about 15 years, and in that time it's provided text descriptions of the built environment so a vision impaired person can find their way to a place, around that place, and know how to continue their journey on from that place. This unique way of enabling a blind or partially sighted person to visualise a structure and what goes on inside it has majored on railway stations and key locations across the UK and the rail network that links them, although theirs is not a journey planning service. As a vision impaired person himself, Terry Robinson, who set up the Describe Online service, told us about how they set about describing a building in text, be it a station or anything else, in such a way that the text conveys everything about it.
It's important for every public building that the information should be available that says A, that the place exists, where it is, how to get there, what that place has to offer, and how that is obtained or used. Now, from our point of view, that translates into a guide which answers most of those questions directly or implicitly, like yes, where it is, how to get there, which may be by public transport, and then once you're there, how you find the entrance and what the layout of the building is and how you might access the services within it.
Now, you've done this for a great number of public places, railway stations, transport, of course, high on your agenda, as
yes,
it were.
The transport has always been a very good place to start because people need to be able to get around. And consequently, the important thing about the transport is the layout of the individual stations and where the stations are not only within the transport network, but also where they are within the built environment. So what we've actually done is provide a national rail map and various other maps, and we've provided text equivalent maps for these. What we have also done for each of these services is provide a station finder. So if somebody's looking for a particular stop name, they can look that up in the station finder, find out which line it's on or lines it's on, and then work out within the map where that actually is within the system.
If one looks at a particular station, for example, have you been kind of ruthlessly logical in the way that you approach turning what is, after all, a three-dimensional structure into text?
Over the course of the years, we have developed a method for doing this and a system for doing this. Each of our guides has a front page, obviously, which says which lines the station is on. And then we have five principal links from that. One is called environs, which is where it is in the built network, in the cityscape, if you like. The second page is a general description, which gives you sort of an overall layout, like how many levels it's on and what's on each level. We just tend to list these and give a rough idea of the layout as an overview. The facilities, which basically is the over and above what has to be on a station, like if there are toilets, if there's a cafe, if there's a cash machine or something like that. And then we have the detail, which is all the nuts and bolts, what's on each level, how many steps there are, where they all are, all the escalators, all this and all that in detail. And then finally, the bit that everybody sort of really wants is, how do I use this thing? Like, how do I, if I turn up at an entrance, find a particular platform? Or how do I change platforms? Or once I turn up on a platform, how do I get out of here? Those are the basic concepts that we employ throughout all our station guides.
Wherever that might be in the United Kingdom.
Wherever that might be in the United Kingdom, because people, by and large, in using rail stations or tram stops or whatever, want to do pretty well the same thing. How do you get into it? How do I move within it? How do I get out of it?
Now, of course, your title describes very well what you do, Describe Online. That's how people access you online. How do you envisage and how do people in practice use that text material that they've got from the internet when they are out and about away from the internet?
The technology has evolved all the time. So really, on a mobile phone, you can access it on the internet and you can play the text by your phone. That's one way of doing it. Another way, which I prefer, because I don't like having too much going on in the ears when I'm trying to work out what I'm supposed to be doing, is to do some homework in advance, and you would look up the particular guide, either on the train when you're going there via your mobile or at home at your desk, and you could download the information onto a portable device, be it a Braille note taker or some kind of text-to-speech thing or whatever. You could just extract the bit you want, like, yes, I know which line I'm coming in on, I know what I want to do, so that's just a part of the guide. How do I get out of the station from such and such a platform? If, of course, your plans change, and you've got the ability to do that, then whilst en route, even, you can access the information, hopefully, if the Wi-Fi is up to it, or the 3 or 4G network is up to it, access the information on the internet and do your homework before you actually arrive. That's a possibility.
And the one place to go to sample all the free Describe Online descriptions of buildings and the rail system is www.describe-online.com. And if you don't have internet access yourself, maybe you know someone who does, who could get this information on your behalf. And for further information, you can also contact Terry Robinson at Describe Online by phoning 0141 423 2683 or by emailing terry at describe-online.com.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.